Welcome to our favorite morning show topics podcast.
I'm going to be nice and let you go first today.
All right. My favorite topic, I thought, it's good advice if you have the generational gap.
Yes.
At Christmas coming up.
Yes.
Because if Thanksgiving was awkward, which Thanksgiving is interesting with the Christmas because you just saw these people.
Right. Now it's 3 weeks later, really.
And what do you talk about? Because you've already caught them up on what's new.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
So here's a way to avoid a problem by saying no problem. Don't say no problem.
Don't say no problem.
Here's why. Young people like Chelsea.
Yes.
Means what to you, Chelsea? When I say, oh, no problem.
Like it's fine.
No big deal, right?
No big deal.
Easy. For older people, no problem indicates it's not really casual. It's rather rude.
And it really means like.
I'm not concerned. No problem.
Right.
Meaning it's not, Chelsea, it's like it's not a big deal. For someone who's older, I think it's more like that's not important.
Right.
So if you tell your grandpa, no problem, he's going to be like, no, I think it is something we should think about.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, it's no problem, no big deal. And he's like, no, it is a big deal.
Stop saying no problem.
You see what I mean? So don't say no problem. And if you got to look at facial expressions here, and I know a lot of millennials with the texting phone thing, you're not used to facial expressions.
Yep.
Emojis don't count. You gotta,
emojis count.
No, they don't. You got to look at people's faces, and if they're not seeming to get it,
okay,
you're going to want to try something else.
I'm looking at your face right now.
How do I look?
Okay.
Thank you.
Mine is the windshield. How to defrost your windshield in a minute, because we've all had that moment where we've walked out to our car in the morning and we're late. And it's one of those oh snap moments.
Especially when the car door's frozen and
yes,
your scraper's inside the car.
Yes. So get a bottle of water with a sprayer, spray bottle of water, and fill it up with 2/3 rubbing alcohol. And then just start going to town.
Well, okay, that's not quite right.
Okay, what's the problem?
No, it's 2/3
rubbing
alcohol, 1/3 water.
Water. Is that what I said?
No, you said take a spray bottle and fill it up 2/3 with rubbing alcohol.
Oh, and water.
You got to add the water. So it's 2 to 1 for the parts. That's okay. I just don't want someone to put pure rubbing alcohol and then all over
really
their windshield.
Do?
It might go faster with the melting, maybe.
Oh, well, there
but
you
the,
go.
But the water seems to be important if it's 1/3 of the concoction.
Okay.
So you can do that. And I think this is actually good advice for older people who can't get the elbow grease to scrape. Get a spray bottle out.
Yeah.
Good advice, Chelsea.
Not sure I have a spray bottle.
Well, we can get you one. I think they're on the cheap.
Okay.
All right. Good topics, Chelsea. Tomorrow, already Wednesday. We'll talk to you then.
Woohoo!